Hello, the Side Minutes with the Prophetess, the Finished Work of Christ, episode 58:58. And please let me know if this Finished Work of Christ is a blessing to you, whether you are receiving anything from what I'm saying. Okay, so 1 Corinthians 15 is from verse 1 is our scripture, fundamental scripture. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which also ye have received and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I've preached unto you, unless you believed in vain. No, you have not believed in vain. That's why you keep listening, you keep coming back. For I delivered unto you that which I also received. First of all, how that Christ died. So this, what we're standing on, first of all, the priority of the gospel is what? How that Christ died. So we're looking at the events leading to his death, but really the main event was what was happening in the spirit. Cephas or Caiaphas was the high priest, and he was being manipulated. Also, can a high priest? Yes, a high priest. Whether it's a high priest, whether it's a priest and a high reverend or a high bishop or whatever, the name doesn't matter. Listen, if you do not stand in scripture, Satan can manipulate you. So there are people that are manipulated. Yes, you can go for a meeting, go for a conference, go for anything, and there are people who are there, and there will be Sanhedrin and Caiaphas who are there, who are being manipulated. I'm not saying you go for every conference, hey, let me watch out for maybe Cephas or Caiaphas or a high priest who am being manipulated by Satan. I'm not saying that. It's not every meeting of pastors which you have these things. No. But sometimes when you do not allow God's word to dominate your life, but you allow what you feel, they say, she said that. And they say, and you do not investigate it, but you are just hearing by the hearing of the ear. Oh, you can be easily manipulated. And wherever there is power, you see, this is what sometimes we do not understand. Wherever there is power, there is a man who can say, this goes down, it goes down. A man who can say, this one goes up, and it will go up. There are people there who are insecure, who want others down so that they can go up. What guarantee is there that when somebody goes down, you go up? But that is the way, that fear, insecurity, and no one can shine around you. What is the meaning? Why do you do that? So when you do that, you are manipulated. So Jesus was shining too much for the high priest and the Sanhedrin. They needed to bring him down. But they did not know that this feeling and all these things they were saying about Christ was being done. The main culprit was in the spirit. Satan was behind it. Satan was the one behind it. So they sent him from Sanhedrin. They've sent him to Pilate to give the judgment. They themselves can't put him to death, but they know there is a government that can put Jesus to death. And when the judgment is given, then it can be carried through. And it won't be they who did it, but it will be the government who did it. But listen, you cannot wash your hands. There are people who have gone through such bitter experiences. Bitter experience. Whether they are in the CEO of a corporation, of a company, whether it's also a church or a denomination. Listen, things go on, and if you do not allow the word of God to rule your heart, and especially if there is power where you are, I'm telling you, there are people who are ready and willing to be manipulated by the devil. If they have to manipulate figures, they will manipulate figures. If they have to manipulate whatever, tell people to come and say this about you, they will do it. They will do it. We've seen it here. And listen, don't be surprised when you fall into such things. And don't let these people rule your spirit. Because sometimes after you go through this, you are ruined for life. ruined for life. You can't believe anything anymore. When you see any man, you're thinking, and you see well, anything that resembles what you went through, you say, look at them. These people, they are wicked. No, 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 no. There are people who really love God. Oh, there are people who are truly anointed, born of God. Hey, they are on God's side. There are people like that. So don't be ruined when you go through such things. Oh, don't be ruined at all. Because sometimes you can be totally ruined because of these things. And anytime you see anything which looks like what you went through, then you give up. Then you say, oh, they are here again. No, there are people who truly love God. So here was Pilate saying to him, hey, what is truth? Then he goes back and says, I don't find any fault in them. They say, we don't care. All we want, give judgment. This man must die. And then he said to them, every year I give up one of the people, one of the criminals. Let me release this man for you. They said, no, we want Barabbas. You want Barabbas? Barabbas is a robber. Said, we prefer Barabbas to Christ. Hey, I'm telling you, sometimes people, when someone knows you are signing, the jealousy was what was motivating them. Jealousy. Because Christ is shining, you want to put him to death. They will, whatever they will have to do for you to go to leave that institution, they will do it. They need you out. They need you out. Listen, don't give up and don't just walk out. Don't give up. Stand your ground. Stand where God has put you, no matter what you face. Stand there. Position yourself. Say, Lord, I was born for this. I was born for this. These people, they'll be surprised. Oh, they'll be surprised. I won't hate them. I am doing this because God is the one who is in charge of my heart. And it's a love that is at work. I will not go on the side of hatred. I will go on the side of love. And I win by love. Oh, you win by love. When you are in love, walking in agape love, you win. You're so blessed. Bye.